A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
In-depth coverage with David Dujanovic.
Well, I felt like I was on a roller coaster ride yesterday, Dave, getting whipped around, back and forth, over and over, almost derailed a few times, and then it got stuck at the top. Talking about the Salt Lake County Health Department and its website that it launched yesterday morning at 8 in the morning. I was on it right alongside a lot of our listeners trying to get somebody, a 70 and over, registered for the vaccination, which they start administering next week. The website crashed. You can't tell right away if you'd actually landed the time slot. And so you kept reapplying for new time slots, which is going to be a nightmare. And then we learned of this cherry on top. They accidentally sent appointment cancellation notices to folks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a mistake. Your appointment ain't canceled.
It's like I went through all of that just to get it canceled. Oh, never mind. Oops. I didn't mean to send that. If you're worried, you're going to be getting a correction notice soon to show that your appointment wasn't canceled. But wow, what they were trying to do is make it easy. And it was been anything but easy because they don't want people lining up outside in the middle of the winter where it's cold. They're trying to make it streamlined and effective. It was just clumsy yesterday. We want to take you to Phoenix, Arizona. They're doing some things around the clock right now, 24/7. And we wanted to bring on former KSL News Radio reporter Peter Seymour. Now he's reporting for KTAR. And we're going to get to him live in just a moment. But Debbie, Arizona's doing some different things.
24/7.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, 24/7. It's a drive-through. I saw pictures of it. They're doing it at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. If you're unfamiliar with that, that's where the Arizona Cardinals play. Peter, you there?
I'm here, Debbie. Hello.
Hey, there's our friend Peter Seymour. It's good to hear your voice. I hope that it's warmer weather down there for you in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, we're about 50 degrees right about now. I'll boast a little bit here.
So
I hope it's miserable. I hope you get hit with some sleet.
Bright sunny skies, Dave. I'm telling you, and I'm not shoveling any sunshine right now.
Low blow.
Oh, so this 24/7 stadium drive-through. I saw pictures of it. Looks like they've got cars kind of neatly lined up. And so, tell us. I think this launched on this week, right, Peter? How's it going?
It did launch on Monday was the registration, and then the start of the registration, and Tuesday is when people could start coming in. In fact, they started coming Tuesday at midnight. It is 24/7, like you said. They wanted to get as many people in as possible per day. They're looking at about 300 people an hour at State Farm Stadium, and that means about 6,000 people a day there. It's a huge drive right now, and you were mentioning a moment ago the systems crashed in Utah. Well, they actually crashed here in Phoenix as well on Monday.
Oh, you know, best, the same web guy,
best laid plans laid to waste. Exactly. The website crashed. There's a huge response, huge popularity. People want to get their vaccinations. And it took a few hours, but the health department here for the state of Arizona got everything working again. And people are driving up at all hours of the day and night to get their shots. A lot of them are getting their first shots right now.
So this 24/7 thing, this is really like 3 o'clock in the morning people can be getting vaccinated?
They can, yeah. I mean, the state is trying to accommodate as many people as possible, and they're also saying as long as you're in the priority groups, you can come from anywhere in the state. So if you're living up in Kingman, which, you know, the far northwest of Arizona, if you're down in Tucson or anywhere, drive to State Farm Stadium in Glendale, right outside of Phoenix, and as long as you're an Arizona resident within the priority groups, come get your shot.
And the priority group right now in Arizona is 75 and over, Peter?
Now, as of yesterday, that dropped to 65 and over. The state health department lowered the minimum age requirement for those who are not first responders, who are not police, who are not teachers and child care providers. And, of course, they are in the priority groups on their own, regardless of age. But if you're over 65, not 75 anymore, you can get your shot as well. The state health department just changing that, trying to get as many appointments filled as possible. There were some first responders, some health care workers who are still very wary about taking the vaccine. And the health department said, well, we're not going to wait for you. Other people want the vaccine. We want to boost herd immunity, get as many people vaccinated as possible. And we're gonna take you as soon as we can. We have room for you, that you're qualified. Come on in and get your shot.
Are they worried about running out?
No, they have not expressed that at all. They said they're going to continue to get all the vaccines they need from the providers, the makers, I should say, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, and others are getting approved almost every week, as you know. We had a little bit of a hiccup in December. Pfizer said it would have to send us 30,000 fewer vaccines to the state of Arizona, but they seem to have made up for that as well. So the vaccines are coming in. The ones that need more cold temperatures, you know, 94 degrees below zero, those are going to certain populations. The other ones that, you know, don't need such chilling temperatures, they're going to the rural areas where they could be out and about a little bit more, so to speak, and then go to the people on the tribal reservations and the rural areas, farmlands and so forth.
So, Peter, if I'm understanding right, they do have a sign-up website where you can kind of organize a time, but they're also allowing people to just show up as well?
They're trying to avoid people just showing up. They really want the reservations, the appointments made so they can have enough vaccine on hand. Again, it's very sensitive ways to administer them based on their storage requirements. So they're trying to tell people, again, don't just walk up, try to make an appointment and certainly be in priority 1A or 1B, which are those categories I mentioned earlier, and just wait your turn. At State Farm Stadium, for example, all the appointments are booked through the end of January. Now they're taking reservations for February, not just for first doses, but for second doses. So they're, you know, all the providers here are saying to Arizonans, wait your turn, and once it is your turn, make an appointment. Just don't just show up. Testing is one thing, but vaccinations are another.
Peter Seymour of KTAR Radio, or sister station in the Valley of the Sun down in Phoenix, Arizona, joining us live. Of course, you probably recognize Peter's voice because he's been a longtime reporter at one time for KSL News Radio. Peter, the reason I thought it was really important to talk to you, and let me just get to the kind of the crux of why I'm so excited to have you on the line, because as Utah opens up vaccines to the general population, there will be tens of thousands of people wanting to get this vaccine. And what I'd like to see happen is a similar model that you're now talking about, the 24/7 around the clock at a stadium, where people who might work during the day can go at 3 o'clock in the morning if they need to. Maybe it's more convenient for somebody to go at midnight. But I think the other question that a lot of people would want answered is, and we only have a few seconds left, so hopefully it's a short answer, are these lines hours and hours long, or are people getting through pretty quickly there?
It depends on the time of the day. You know, during the daytime, if there are hang-ups, you know, it could take you several hours. But people are braving it. They're willing to stick it out. Of course, overnight, not so bad. And, of course, some of the early evening hours can take on some of the capacity from perhaps any overflows or delays that happen during the day. And I should also say that Arizona is going to be opening up a second mass vaccination site on February 1st at ASU's baseball stadium. That won't be 24 hours, but they're going to try to push in as many people as possible through these rapid vaccine clinics as well. And part of the delay is to be not just checking health records and everything, but also, you know, waiting for people to make sure that they don't have allergic reactions. They have to wait between 15 and 30 minutes before taking off in their cars. And if they have an allergic reaction behind the wheel, good luck. And it can be very scary.
Sure.
So it just depends on the time of day. It could be a few hours wait, but other, you know, so bring a book or bring your phone. Or at nighttime, it's been pretty smooth.
Peter Seymour, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy all that beautiful weather. We'll see how cocky you are in July when it's like 120 degrees.
That's actually a true story. Dave's not making that up. It'll actually be 122 degrees. Maybe 123. Okay. You know, first, a lot of people really standoffish speaking out about not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Now it seems that people are clamoring to get it. So has public perception of the vaccine shifted? We're going to get a University of Utah doctor who's an expert on this calling in straight ahead to talk about it.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.